What is going on, my friends? Thanks for taking a little time out and checking out what I have for you here with the Lost Zane recordings. Oh, my gosh. This is from my radio days at 107.3 WBBL. I had a lot of fun, actually. Listening back to these has been quite an adventure. And a lot of content to get through. Okay, we're at the point in my time at WBBL where Ben hasn't even joined the show. It's Julius, myself, and Nutty Doan doing our thing. But anyway, I'd like to give you a free view of it right here. And if you like it, you might want to sign up for my Patreon, where every week I give you 15 plus hours of content to go with the 10 to 15 I give you on my free podcast. That is a lot of listening. Okay, so I like to make sure that you've got it all there, what with the free podcast and the Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane is all one word. If you're on the fence on this, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to part with $5 a month or $10 a month. This is what I encourage. Try it for a month. That's it. Okay? I can't guarantee you're going to like it, but I know I work my ass off at it. And I know a lot of people do like it, so this might be the perfect thing. If it sucks, you cancel it, and then you're out $5 or $10. No big deal. But if you like it, let it ride. You can let it ride. Or you can convert to a yearly, and I will knock 10% off of the price for the year. All right. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Or if not, that's okay, too. I'm just happy you're giving me the time on this. I'm not a beggar. You either, want it or you don't. That's it. Thank you so much for the time. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recording.
West Michigan, to reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com.
If you got any last-minute questions for Dear Meathead, get them in, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Emails into the show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. We've got three people ready to go for our Pistons preseason pre-quiz. We've got room for two more contestants at 800-785-1073. If you want to go to the Pistons game, you have a chance right now when we play this game. Contestants going mano a mano. Let's bring in Mark from Rockford. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Scott from Grand Rapids. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Say hello to each other, please.
Morning, Scott.
Morning, Mark.
The pleasantries end there, as these two will now go head-to-head in a game that we are calling the Pistons preseason pre-quiz, thanks to the Grand Rapids Drive for supplying us with these tickets. Now, what we're going to do, gentlemen, is we're going to give you a definition of a word. The word that we're looking for has pre in the word. P-R-E, pre in the word. Both of you will try for it. When you think you know what the word is, shout out your name, and then you will have a chance to answer that. The best out of three here will win the round and win the tickets. We have three pair to give away. Any questions?
Makes sense.
All right.
Names are the buzzers.
Yep.
Test them out.
Yeah, test your buzzers out, gentlemen.
Mark.
Scott.
All right.
That was good, Scott.
Here we go. I started out hard and got easier, so let's well, that sounded terrible.
That's what she said.
A tranquilizing injection or other treatment administered in preparation for surgery. Our Pistons.
Scott. Pre-anesthesia.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not correct. Mark, do you have a guess?
Mark, pre-op.
Correct.
Ooh.
Again, it's best out of three.
So Mark got that one.
He does.
All right.
Julius.
All right. Let's go with having a preconceived opinion without basis or fact.
Mark. Preconceived.
No, that was, I used that word. Nope. Scott.
Scott, do you have an idea?
Not really. I'll say.
Hold on a second. Julius is going to read it again.
Having a preconceived opinion without basis or fact.
Precursor.
You're looking for prejudice. Prejudice.
Here we go. The preseason Pistons preseason pre-quiz. All the answers have pre in the title. We give the definition first. Our contestants going head-to-head. Shout out their name when they think they know the answer and try to get it correct. This one is really hard. I'll be really surprised if somebody gets this. A potentially dangerous pregnancy complication characterized by high blood pressure. Anybody? That is preeclampsia.
How the hell was anyone going to get that? My God. Okay. Now for a real clue. To be accurate or exact?
Precise. Scott.
Wait, Scott. You did it backwards, but.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Nice. Tied at one.
Yes. Tied at one. The next one wins the whole thing. Best out of three. Mark and Scott going head-to-head on the Pistons preseason pre-quiz. Shout out your name when you know the answer. Make believe. I'm sorry, I'm going to do another one. High octane gasoline.
Scott.
Scott.
Premium.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on Scott has the tickets. Scott, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to hang up on Mark. And they stay there. Another round happening right now, 800-785-1073. If you want to play, we've got Jesse here ready to go. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
And Scott. Hey, Scott.
No, Scott just won.
Sorry, Scott. Yep. You're on hold with Doan. This is Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Ready. Doing great. And we need two more players, by the way, 800-785-1073 for the next round of the Pistons preseason pre-quiz. You guys know the rules. You heard, right?
You heard?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Julius?
All right. Believing something will come true. Huge gets a lot of these wrong.
The answer has pre in the word. One more time,
Bill.
Please. Oh, Bill?
Prepare.
One more time, Julius, please.
Believing something will come true. Huge makes a lot of these. A lot of them are not correct.
Prediction. This is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Okay. You got it. Again, shout out your name when you think you know the answer. It doesn't matter on the second one, try, though, because he had already gotten it wrong, but no big deal. Jesse has one. Bill has nothing. Next, make believe or acting to make it appear that something is the case when it is not. Again, make
Jesse.
Jesse?
Pretending.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Jesse with the win.
Sweep.
Putting Jesse on hold. Hanging up on Bill. That's two in the books. We'll keep it going. One more pair of tickets giveaway. Thanks to our friends at The Drive again for setting us up with those tickets. It's the Pistons preseason pre-quiz. All the answers have pre in the title. We will go to, let's see here.
Brian and Steve.
Brian, welcome. And Steve. Hey, Steve.
Salutations.
You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. That's all the callers we need, Tyler. This is our final round. A final pair of tickets. Brian versus Steve. Julius.
All right. Let's go with liking one thing over another.
Steve.
Steve.
Prefer?
That is correct. Steve, a 1-0 lead. Next, before the boring NFL game starts.
Brian.
Brian.
Three games.
We're tied.
Okay. When for the final pair, when something is decided before it begins.
Brian.
Brian.
Predecision.
Say that again, please.
Predecision.
Predecision is your guess. Sorry, it's not correct.
Steve.
Steve.
Predetermined.
Boom.
Boom. How about that? All I do is win, no matter what. Nice job, Steve. Brian hangs up. Steve, well done. Oops.
There we go.
All right. There we go. Three pair of tickets. Just like that. Hopefully we'll have more of those. Coming up in the next segment. There's a story going around about what a kid did to get out of school. You won't believe this. What the extra lengths that this kid went to stay home from school for a day. And we have, we'll need your calls about excuses to get out of school that you've used or you've heard from your kid. And for everyone who calls and gets on the air with us, we have a $50 gift certificate to Design One Salon Spa. Okay? A $50 gift certificate to Design One Salon Spa for everybody who gets through on the phone at 800-785-1073.
You have to have a story, though.
Up to the first five. You have to have a legitimate story, though. You can't just call up and say, yeah, did I win? But we're kind of tying two things. The story. And then what your calls about excuses to get out of school that you used or you may have heard from your kid when they wanted to get out of school. 800-785-1073. We'll tell you the story about it next and take your calls for the $50 Design One Salon Spa gift certificates. We'll give those away. They have an anniversary at Design One Salon Spa, and they're celebrating by letting us give these gift certificates away to you. And if anybody asks who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
Hey, everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home and it's a complete disaster. I need a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
God, every time I hear this song, I really start to like it. Dylan was the first one on board with this dude, or at least that I heard. What'd you say his name is? Something Posner? Posner?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike Posner? Made love in every city. Does that mean like door? So, I wonder what that was like. Mike, hey, Mike Posner here. This is, let me tell you about the time I made love in Porculo. We've got really attractive sheep.
Oh my.
Hey, Mike Posner here. I tell you what, the women in Macosta, they'll gum you to death.
You won't believe where they have hair.
Hey, Alan Bob's. They've made love in every city. They got their Big Buck photo contest going on through November 27th. That contest is open to the youths and adults. Take a buck, take a photo, post it on their Facebook page, and you're in. Each week, they'll draw a winner or vote on the, or they'll decide who gets the winning week. $20 gift certificate is yours if you win from Alan Bob's for each week. And at the end of the contest, they will pick some grand prize winners. The adult and the kid both get an Ameristep Element ground blind and a $250 Alan Bob's shopping spree. So there you go. Take a buck and send it along to our friends at Alan Bob. Did Tim or did someone write an email about getting out of school that I need to hear on the air?
Yeah, you do. Well, Tim Stevens has been kind of ragging on Casey, the drunk caller we had a little bit ago.
Yeah.
He just kind of butt dialed or a bunch of letters and said, shut up, I'm calling an email to Zane's own bananas. Thanks, Casey. And then he came back with an excuse to get out of school. Sorry, guys, I can't call, but I have an excuse. My dad is drunk off of his ass. Sincerely, Casey's son or daughter.
Yeah, Casey was a big hit. We got a lot of feedback from Casey. My wife found him particularly funny. And Julia's saying, yeah, you're having surgery tomorrow on what, your liver? She loved that part. This story, this is probably going to take the case for the most extreme way to get out of school. And we have callers calling in right now at 800-785-1073. We need the worst excuse you ever gave to get out of school or the worst excuse that you've heard from your kids. Stand by to those callers. We start with this.
Behind bars this evening after investigators say he shot his mother in the back at close range.
From Alabama.
Survived that brutal attack.
Really?
It happened in Washington County, not far from McIntosh.
Local 15's Jasmine Williams explains the 12-year-old is being
Great
charged
apples.
With attempted murder.
He's a student here at McIntosh High School, and now he's behind bars. This afternoon, he had his first court appearance. While most students spent this Friday afternoon in school, one seventh grader at McIntosh High School spent his day in a courtroom. Investigators say the boy, only 12 years old, shot his mother in the back at close range at their home in Calvert yesterday evening, not far from McIntosh, all because he didn't want to go to school.
He and his mother got in an argument over him going to school Monday. God. He then turned and went into the bedroom where there was a 12-gauge shotgun. He removed the
you
shotgun.
You know you live in a deeply southern town when school is pronounced skoo.
From the bedroom, walked back into the house where his mother was at and shot her in the back.
Those who live nearby
shotgun.
Are shocked by the crime. One parent saying her daughter
is in his class.
He's quiet. He's in her class.
What was that?
Quiet. She don't have any problems with him.
His mother is in stable condition. We're told from here this case will head to a grand jury. Reporting in McIntosh, Jasmine Williams, Local 15 News.
I was fortunate enough to be a latchkey kid. Mom had to work because dad was gone. And if I didn't want to go to school, I'd just pick up the phone and call. Yeah, this is Eric's dad. Eric won't be into school today. Smell you later. See, and it works every time.
Really?
I would do that all the time. I had a deeper voice at a young age so I could pull it off.
See, I never skipped school.
This is Megan.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What do you got for us?
So, the most lame excuse I guess I ever heard was from my 9-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
I got up in the morning. He beat me to being awake, and he was already on the Xbox playing a video game.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I told him to get ready for school, and he said he couldn't because he had to beat the level that he was on in Destiny. And if he didn't beat it, he was going to die.
That's a good reason.
So how did that go over?
He went to school.
Did you like pull his ear or anything, or was it, did you just shut it off in the middle of gameplay, causing him to freak out?
The second I just shut it off. And
that's the thing, man. You just shut it down on them, and they freak out. We did that too.
I would have punched you in the face.
Thank you, Megan. Hey, and we appreciate your support. You're an excellent contributor to the show.
Thanks.
All right. And I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. We have a Design One Salon Spa gift certificate for you, $50 gift certificate for you, or whatever you want to do with it. They're celebrating their anniversary at all four locations, Cascade, Plainfield, Granville, and Gaines. Okay?
Sweet. I'm excited. Thank you, Zane. Love you.
Very cool. Love you, too. All right. Thanks to them.
More Casey excuses, by the way.
Yeah. What do you got?
Amy sent one in. Dear school, I have to take my dad to AA. He fell off the wagon again. Sincerely, Casey, son or daughter.
This is Russ. Hey, Russ.
Hi. How's it going?
Taking time away from running the radio station poorly to call us.
All right. So, second grade, I mixed up some leftovers in a cup, took it into the bathroom, and made throw-up noises. My mom came in and said, all right, you don't need to go to school today. So I went to the room until I left the cup behind the toilet. She found it later that day and took me for the last hour of school.
Really? So the investigative work by her is what tipped her off.
How old were you?
8, second grade.
So you took a bunch of food and just threw it in the toilet and said, ugh. I mean, it wasn't like digested though. I mean, it didn't stand out to her that there was like whole Brussels sprouts in the toilet.
I mixed it up pretty well, but when you're sick, does it really get mixed up that well anyway?
Yeah, yeah. So she bought it. That's actually pretty good.
It sucks that she took you to the last hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's high school. Like, you're in the last hour of elementary school. What are you honestly doing? Nap time?
That's true.
Hey, Russ, it's Sweetest Day is coming up, which I did not know. Will you be giving someone the Design One Salon Spa gift certificate?
Absolutely. When's Sweetest Day?
Apparently it's this Saturday.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? Hey, yeah, don't say anything. Just say, hey, I got this for you for Sweetest Day.
She'll think you're awesome.
Absolutely.
Because no one knows when Sweetest Day is. I remembered, babe.
Yeah, there you go. You remembered it. Well done, Russ. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
All right.
Good luck in your meetings today with the sales staff. This is Steve in GR. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Eric.
How are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. How did it go for you on your end?
Well, mine is more of a missing homework. So I'm a teacher, and as a kid, you know, the classic excuse for not turning in homework was, you know, the dog ate my homework. Right. So as a teacher a few years back, a student came in and said, oh, I don't have it. I said, well, what happened? He said, well, the dog ate my printer cord, so I couldn't print it. And I just died laughing and had to give him an out.
That's like the millennial version of my dog ate my homework.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. And now I don't know what it would be. What, the dog ate my modem, so the wireless didn't work, and I couldn't print it.
They have to do something. You can. Yeah, I think it still applies, and it still works pretty well. I always fall for it.
Timeless classics.
Steve, hang on. Well done. We've got a gift certificate for you from Design One Salon Spa. Madison very rarely, she does very, very well in school. And, you know, if there's ever a time that, like yesterday, she called home. Mm-hmm. She was at school and called home. And she said, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not doubting her. But it so doesn't happen that often,
right?
That if she just wanted to take the day off and she was willing to fabricate a story, I'd let it go. I would just say, oh, yeah, by all means. Yeah, get home. I never play hardball because they don't take advantage of me. At least she does not. Jackie, same thing. Jim, I can't remember that far back because my everything is clouded with babies. So that kind of all of those moments, like, what? You shouldn't be a father. You're a junior. What?
My parents never let me skip school. I wish they did. There are a lot of times I was like, can I just not go to school today? No, you have to go to school. Okay.
Let's go to Ryan in Coopersville. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing?
Have you been shooting ducks?
So, basically, I was in...
You didn't get
to yes.
And I ended up calling in and saying I got in a car accident with a broken arm. the only problem was I did not think it through and thought I got away with it. The next day, I show up to school, and all the teachers and principals, I went into a small school in the UP, said, why? Where's your cast? Where is this? We couldn't find anything.
Yeah, talk about
on
not.
The local radio.
Stupid.
That is beyond not thinking it through. That is.
Yeah.
What, it might be one of the dumbest attempts I've ever heard. Yeah, I broke also, my arm.
They also had the whole entire class write me get well soon cards.
Oh,
and I had to apologize to the whole class the next day.
Really? Was there anything more? Did they make a super big deal about it, or is that where it ended?
That's kind of where it ended, only because they called all the hospitals in the area and newspapers, and they couldn't find
town.
Where I was or what had happened.
Small town, yeah, that sounds about right. You can't do anything in a small town.
Not even in a car accident.
What did the folks do? Did they lose their mind?
Oh, I was in trouble for quite some time, and. Yeah, it was not good, and they made me hang all the Get Well cards in my room for a month.
All right, Ryan, thanks. I'm going to put you on hold. You've got the $50 Design One Salon Spa gift certificate. Who do you think you'll give it to, or will you use it? Because dudes do go there all the time.
It's given to the wife. Kind of forgot the birthday, so yeah.
You forgot her birthday?
What?
What the hell? When
I thought you were going to say I forgot sweetest day. That would have been like, oh, okay, understandable, but you
Ryan,
forgot her birthday.
When was her birthday, Ryan?
October 2nd.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she's talking to you?
No. So this will help.
Is she there right now?
Never mind.
No, she's at home with the child.
Oh, my God.
Just stewing.
You gotta pick up your game, man.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the anniversary?
I did.
Well, when is it?
July 30th.
All right.
Don't ask me the year, but it's July 30th.
You got to know the year, man.
2011.
There you go.
Hang on.
This is actually Casey's son. It's a family of alcoholics. I don't remember.
Andy in Granville.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
So this was back in high school. I was actually already in class, and class hasn't started yet, and a buddy of mine comes by the door, and he's like, hey, come on, let's skip. So I get up, I walk out. You know, we go screw around the hallways. We sat in the auditorium. Well, I realized I had left my backpack still in class. And so I had to actually go back at the end of class to get it, to go to the next class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's my teacher standing there holding it.
Mm.
She looks at me. She's like, where have you been? And I just looked at her. I go, I had the worst explosive diarrhea ever. She just looks at me, hands me my bag, and turns around and left.
You gave him the Kelso.
Because classic diarrhea.
Active diarrhea.
Right, active diarrhea.
1,000,000%. You pulled the Lou Barron and the new lovers trick.
Right.
Well done, Andy in Granville.
Who's he giving the gift card?
Yeah, who are you going to give the $50?
So, like the last caller, I'm giving it to my wife for her birthday, but her birthday is not till November, so it'll actually be a gift, not a apology.
You're going to give something in addition, or is that just the one thing you're going to do?
No, I'll give her some addition, but she's also Dutch, so it's going to be extra special that I won it. I didn't actually pay for it.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's, she's going to be really excited
for
that.
She's going to
right.
be. She's yes. Yeah, she'll love that.
Yep.
Hang on, Andy. All right. Thanks to our friends at Design One Salon Spa for setting us up with the gift certificates. And we're going to continue this, though, because I know a lot of you still have calls. I unfortunately am out of the gift certificates, but
that,
we still
that need, was good, though. I enjoyed that. That was some good stories.
We need more of those. So call now, 800-785-1073. We'll come back and do more of worst excuses to get out of school that you gave or heard from your kids. Ladies, as always, to the front of the line, 800-785-1073. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show available, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word. Thank you so much for the time. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.